The winter Olympic sport of aerials is unforgettable once you see it. Skiers flying up into the air off jumps, twisting and flipping. It takes tremendous skill and lots of training, strong stomach muscles, and it takes strategy. Robert Smith from our Planet Money team looks at the game theory behind the aerial tricks.
The skier takes off downhill, facing a jump so big he can't see the bottom of the hill.
On course. Kick a five.
He is in the air for a mere 3 seconds. But in that time, he does so many aerial maneuvers that he's landed before you could even say them all out loud.
Oh. All right, phone home. That was massive.
The skiers and the coaches use a shorthand lingo to describe what just happened there. It sounds like a made-up children's language.
Double full, full, double full.
Which, just so you know, is different from a...
Full, full, double full.
Ask an aerialist like Dylan Ferguson what that all means, and you can see why they use the shorthand.
I do 3 flips with 5 twists, so a backflip with two twists, a backflip with 1 twist, and a backflip with 2 twists, and hopefully land on my feet. Can't even say it.
Think of it like gymnastics in the air on skis. And like gymnastics, you get points for doing a harder routine and for sticking the landing. But there is a crucial difference between gymnastics and aerials. In aerials, in the final few rounds, you can't use the same trick twice. Every time you face that jump, you have to come up with something different.
It's been a little different this year, and the strategizing has come into play big time.
This is Emily Cook, 34 years old, been to 2 Winter Olympics.
Right now I'm performing 2 variations of a triple twisting double backflip.
But the question is, which of those 2 tricks do you do? You can't repeat a trick. You can't just do your best one all the time. You have to plan exactly when to do your best. Now, you might think, oh, well, you just save the hardest one for last, right? After all, that's when you're literally going for the gold against the very best skiers. But the other skiers know this too. And sometimes they'll try and get ahead of you, squeeze you out of the finals. Todd Sherman is the program director of the U.S. freestyle team.
What happens, one person will do a harder jump, they have a bigger score, and then everyone's like, okay, well, we have to change our jump too, because if I do the jump I planned on, I just saw 2 really good jumps, I'm not going to make finals. So they step it up and they do the correct jump to get themselves in the finals.
At the last World Cup event of the season, last weekend in Lake Placid, Australian Laura Peel swapped tricks at the very last minute.
And that is an interesting strategy, because she originally was going to do the full and then decided to add a little more degree of difficulty. The full, double full, so the double full...
Now, this is when it gets tricky for the other competitors. When Emily Cook is standing at the top of a hill, she hasn't seen what tricks the other skiers just did. It gets relayed up the hill by a series of coaches. And then moments before she's about to jump, the coach at the top might say, do the harder trick.
You know, on the hill at the last second, that'll be their call.
Imagine a gymnast changing her Olympic routine 5 seconds before it starts. Cook says they train over and over again to swap tricks at the very last minute.
I've done all of these jumps so many times in my career that switch is, it's fairly automatic at this point. For sure, the first couple times that it happened, it needed some work.
In Lake Placid, Emily Cook and her coaches decided to do her hardest trick in the second to last round. She desperately wanted to get into the finals. It was a great jump, but not great enough. She took 5th in the round. The top 4 people moved on. At the bottom of the hill, Cook said sometimes strategy is not enough.
We were going for the podium. We were going for the win tonight. And if I had stepped down and not done quite as well, I think that I would have looked at as a poor choice, you know?
On this night, the Chinese team dominated. They did the hardest jumps, and they nailed them every single time. And that kind of perfection is hard to outthink. Robert Smith, NPR News.
Support for The Edge comes from Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care. More at clevelandclinic.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.